Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. Now it's time to continue our live updates with City Manager Watt. And welcome to the show, City Manager Watt.
Thank you, Scott. Sunny afternoon, so it must be time to talk about coronavirus again.
Yes, but before we get going, I have a really important question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Were you able, your goal on Friday was to take a nap this weekend. Were you successful?
I was successful on Saturday afternoon. I had a long, glorious, drooling nap.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. I think right now we need to celebrate all the successes we have in our lives, however small they may be. So congratulations.
Thank you. You've got to set your sights on the possible sometimes.
Indeed, indeed.
Well, I'll give you a little update. So we have had 2 more cases over the weekend, and public health is still researching them. That brings us up to 5 in Juneau, and Alaska went over 100. And, you know, the national news, and particularly in the hot spots, is still gloomy. And if you look at the forecast predictions, nobody really thinks that Alaska will peak out until probably late April, early May. So we're going to be in this position for quite a while. And I won't pass up the opportunity on the air to give people their daily reminder to hunker down, wash their hands, socially distance themselves, and do their part to slow the spread of the virus. And I've been also trying to put out a lot of information lately on the youth. So some of the early information on coronavirus was that elderly people were the most vulnerable. But we've been seeing nationwide and in the state the youth population. You can get very sick as a youth, and youth can be spreaders of the disease. So we're trying to target more information to younger people, trying to get to them through different social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, whatnot. So a lot going on at the city, working on a whole variety of projects. And maybe I'll ask you, Scott, if there's a topic of particular interest or you think that people want to hear about.
You know, I think just checking in with you as often as possible is a good thing anytime something new comes up. You know, earlier on the show today, we spoke with all the folks that are helping the call center and the drive-through screenings happening out by the DMV. And that's, as I'm sure you know, that's Monday. That's 7 days a week. People can call 586-6000. From noon to 6 p.m., just to talk about what sort of symptoms they might have and see if they qualify for this test that they can go out and take out there by the DMV. So that was really good information. That was nice. We spoke. Yeah, go ahead.
It's great. It's great all the different ways that people are getting involved. So we've got employees who've been repurposed for both of those facilities. And you can also call 211. So if you have a non-medical question, you're just trying to figure something out, 211, United Way is staffing it. Or if you want to be a volunteer, you can go to the CBJ webpage at juno.org and click on the red coronavirus button, COVID-19 button, scroll to the bottom, and there's a I want to volunteer or I want to provide resources button. Lots of ways for people to engage.
Off the top of your head, can you think of any spots that need filling right now, any volunteerism that's needed?
I think people should just go there and put in their skills. And we've got a volunteer coordinator who used to be our, still is, our Zach Gordon Youth Center director, Jordan Nigro, and she'll try and match you up. And I will give you some, here's some very fresh information. No Juneau cases today, 5 statewide, Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Palmer. Just got that text today. This is around that time of day when we always get the update. So for volunteers, just tell us your skill set and we'll try and put you to work.
Okay. Well, I think that's about all I have for today, unless you have something else that you'd like to share.
I want to point out the Assembly is really starting to focus on the economics. So I think we've gotten the hunker down public health message out. And, you know, we'll keep beating that drum because that's the enduring activity that we need out of the public. Tomorrow night, the Assembly will have an update. And at that meeting, we're going to be talking about possibly having a local loan program for businesses. So I think that's one of those things that we can try and do locally. They'll also be talking about whether we should try and provide rental assistance. And we're going to get an update from the supervising nurse at the Division of Public Health. And I think she's going to answer lots of questions about contact tracing and how that all works out. So it's kind of the mechanics of what happens when there's a positive case and how they track it down and how they try to use information to stop the spread. So another special assembly meeting tomorrow night. It's really 90% of what we're working on. And then, of course, the budget will be on us. And Wednesday night, we'll start work on the budget. And I just want to warn people that this is going to be a tough budget season. As you can imagine, forecasts for revenue are not very good. So budget will be the focus of the assembly on Wednesday.
All right, City Manager Watt, we'll look forward to hearing what happens at both of those meetings right here on Juneau Afternoon with your live call-in. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. And remember, taking care of yourself takes care of your community.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.